J.D. Vance demands Joe Biden resign from office. If you can't run, you can't serve. By Olivia Rondo on July 20, 2024. Republican vice presidential nominee Sen. J.D. Vance, O., demanded President Joe Biden resign from office in a Saturday X post. Everyone calling on Joe Biden to stop running without also calling on him to resign the presidency is engaged in an absurd level of cynicism. Vance, whom former President Donald Trump selected as his running mate on Monday, wrote. If you can't run, you can't serve. He should resign now, he stated. The senator's post comes as Biden faces mounting pressure to back out of the presidential race. With about two-thirds of Democrats surveyed in a Wednesday Associated Press/NORC poll saying he should drop out. Calls for Biden to give up on his re-election campaign have even come from people on his team, with several of his closest allies telling NBC News that he has no chance of winning. He needs to drop out, one Biden campaign official told the outlet under the condition of anonymity. He will never recover from this. No one involved in the effort thinks he has a path, said another person in his camp. The leaks and rumors swirling from members of Biden's inner circle and other Democrats followed his disastrous performance against Trump in their June debate. What was that? Biden coughs, stumbles, rambles his way through debate after week of rest and prep. A recent New York Times report revealed that more people close to Biden told the outlet that he has begun to accept the idea that he may not be able to win in November and may have to drop out of the race, bowing to the growing demands of many anxious members of his party. The one source claimed that Biden has not yet made up his mind on whether or not to leave the race. Another said that reality is setting in and that he might make an announcement soon endorsing Vice President Kamala Harris as his replacement. However, Biden said he has no plans to step aside as he isolates in his Delaware home with a case of coronavirus. I look forward to getting back on the campaign trail next week to continue exposing the threat of Donald Trump's Project 2025 agenda while making the case for my own record and the vision that I have for America, one where we save our democracy, protect our rights and freedoms, and create opportunity for everyone, he said in a statement that Reuters obtained on Friday.